3F Exercises 2 and 3, page 38.
1. What does the girl like best about the Paris Olympics?
I really admire the way Paris is doing the Olympic Games.
What do you mean?
Well, some countries spend billions building new structures that are not used afterwards. It's a real waste.
So, what's Paris doing differently?
95% of the venues are temporary, like the beach volley arena in front of the Eiffel Tower, or the existing championship complexes. There's just one new venue, the swimming complex, and it's just about the greenest building ever.
How so?
It's made from locally biosourced or recyclable materials. It also has a massive solar panel roof, making it the largest urban solar farm in France. Fantastic, eh?
Two. What do the speakers agree on about skateboarding at the Tokyo Olympics?
I loved the skateboarding at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes, I've heard many people say that. It really stood out as an event.
It's not as if it were the only sport making a debut. It shared that honour with climbing and karate.
So, what made skateboarding such a highlight for you?
For me, it was the youthfulness of the whole thing. The daring tricks, the cool urban clothes and hairstyles, the way the competitors hugged each other after performances.
Yeah, it was great watching teens do what they do, only in the Olympics. And in the women's event, the three medalists had the youngest combined age ever on the Olympic podium, I believe.
Not younger than gymnastics, surely. I think you need to check that.
Three. Why did Paavo go to the training track on the day of the 10,000 meter?
So, what are you doing your Olympics project on, Ben?
Well, I did some research and discovered a runner from Finland called Paavo Nurmi.
And what was so special about him?
It's his story from the 1924 Paris Games. Paavo won the 1500 meter, the 5000 meter, plus the 10 kilometer cross country, and team gold in the same race. 4 golds in athletics at a single Olympic Games is still a record.
That's fascinating. I'm interested to hear more about him.
Hang on, here's the interesting part of the story. The coaching team from Finland did not select him for the 10,000 meter, in which he was the defending champion. He was so upset that while the Olympic race was in progress, he went to the training track and ran a solo 10,000 meter faster than his teammates' gold medal time in the stadium.
Wow, what a competitor.
Four. What is the journalist's attitude to her task?
Joan, you've dropped in this morning to tell us about your latest Olympic challenge for your magazine.
That's right. This week, with the Winter Olympics approaching, I have bravely taken on the task of eating like an Olympian.
What does that involve?
Well, I am combining different meals that different winter sports athletes eat. So it's not technically a true Olympic diet, but I figured this was close enough, and I cheat a little.
So what's breakfast like? How do you start your day?
Well, I drink some hot water with lemon in it before my fitness class. I don't know of any Olympian specifically who does this, but there must be at least one who does. And today for breakfast, I ate the breakfast of America's top downhill skier. 2 eggs and 2 pieces of whole wheat toast. I was feeling wild though, so I improvised with whole wheat muffins instead of toast. I highly recommend it to all Olympians. 5. What does the man object to?
I heard there have been a lot of ticket sales for the game so far. Did you manage to get any?
Don't ask. I really want to go, but I'm so frustrated.
What's the problem?
Well, there's a new ticket draw registration system. I had to enter the draw to be part of the first two rounds of sales. The first round has just finished, and I tried to buy tickets for the swimming, but I was only offered Taekwondo and badminton. It was compulsory to go to more than one event. That's fair enough, but it would have meant paying 520 euros for two sports I am not interested in. If only one of the sports had been swimming, I would have jumped at a deal like that.
At least you'll get a second chance.
Six. What is the woman's main point? It breaks my heart when you see athletes disqualified for really silly things at championships like the Olympics.
You mean false starts in the sprinting? Things like that?
No, I understand that. Though it's still very sad when something happens that is completely out of their control.
Like what?
Well, in the Winter Olympics, four Canadians once turned up at the giant slalom event in new, non-approved ski suits. Their coach explained the suits were legal, but officials argued the racewear didn't have a small disc attached to the suits that showed they met Olympic standards.
And they disqualified them?
Yes, isn't it crazy? 4 years of hard work gone in a second. Why didn't they give them half an hour to find a replacement kit? Seven. What is true about the Olympic flag?
Miss, what do the five rings on the Olympic flag represent?
That's a good question, Kevin. Well, there are five rings, and this represents the five continents of the world. The rings are linked together to symbolize the union of the five continents and the Olympic movement as the meeting place of athletes from around the world.
And what about the five colors of the rings?
People often mistakenly say that each of the colors corresponds to a certain continent. In fact, when Pierre de Coubertin designed the rings in 1913, the five colors combined with the white background represented the colors of the flags of all nations at that time. Without exception. Of course, this is not true today, but that was the original idea of the flag.
Eight. What does the coach most admire about Michael Phelps' preparation?
Todd, you've trained several Olympic swimmers. What are some of the secrets to their preparation for big events?
Well, I like the thinking of athletes like Michael Phelps.
The most decorated athlete in the history of the Olympic Games.
Exactly. A guy that has won 28 Olympic medals should know what he's talking about, right? He stressed the importance of the balance between your training schedule and non-training schedule, particularly the part played by sleep. He'd spend 3 to 5 hours a day, 7 days a week in the pool. To maintain that workout schedule, Phelps slept 8 hours a night and took a 2 to 3 hour nap each afternoon. He also used technology to monitor the quality of his sleep and slept in a special tent when preparing for events at high altitude. He took his downtime just as seriously as his pool work.